At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Right now, in this very moment, there's something extraordinary happening inside you. Your heart is beating approximately 100,000 times today. Your brain is processing millions of pieces of information every second. Your body is performing countless miracles that science still doesn't fully understand. Yet here you are, questioning whether you have what it takes. Here you are, wondering if you're capable of achieving your dreams. I'm here to tell you something that will change everything. You are already a walking miracle, and it's time you started believing in yourself like the universe already believes in you. I want you to imagine for a moment that you're standing at the edge of a cliff. Below you is everything you've ever wanted. Your dreams, your goals, your deepest desires. The only thing separating you from that life is a bridge. But here's the thing about this bridge. It only appears when you take the first step. It only becomes solid when you believe it will hold you. This bridge is built entirely from your belief in yourself. And today we're going to construct the strongest bridge you've ever seen. You see, I've spent years studying human potential, watching people transform their lives, and I've discovered something that will shock you. The difference between those who succeed and those who don't isn't talent. It isn't luck. It isn't even hard work, though that's important. The difference is belief. The difference is that unwavering faith in yourself that says, I may not know how, but I will find a way. When you truly believe in yourself, you don't just change your actions. You change your entire reality. Think about the last time you accomplished something that seemed impossible. Maybe it was learning to ride a bike. Maybe it was graduating from school. Maybe it was getting that job you thought was out of reach. What happened in that moment when you succeeded? You didn't become a different person. You were always capable. What changed was your belief in your capability. That moment of success didn't create your potential. It revealed it. And that same potential is still there, waiting for you to believe in it again. But here's where most people get it wrong. They think believing in yourself means being confident all the time. They think it means never doubting, never questioning, never feeling afraid. That's not belief. That's delusion. True belief in yourself means feeling the fear and doing it anyway. True belief means acknowledging your doubts and choosing to move forward despite them. True belief means understanding that failure isn't the opposite of success, it's the foundation of it. I remember working with someone who told me they wanted to start their own business, but felt they weren't smart enough. I asked them, "What makes you think you need to be the smartest person in the room to succeed?" They couldn't answer. You see, we've been conditioned to believe that we need to be perfect before we can begin. We think we need all the answers before we can take the first step. But here's the truth that successful people understand. You don't need to be ready, you need to be willing. Your willingness to try, even when you don't feel ready, is what transforms ordinary people into extraordinary achievers. Your willingness to fail, to learn, to get back up and try again, that's where your power lies. Every expert was once a beginner. Every master was once a disaster. Every champion was once a competitor who refused to give up on themselves. The voice in your head that tells you you're not good enough, where did it come from? It didn't come from you. It came from people who were afraid to believe in themselves, so they couldn't believe in you either. It came from a society that profits from your insecurity. It came from systems designed to keep you small and manageable. But that voice is not your voice. Your real voice is the one that whispers, "What if I could? What if I'm capable of more than I know?" I want you to understand something profound about your brain. Every thought you think creates neural pathways. Every belief you hold strengthens certain connections and weakens others. When you constantly think, "I can't do this," you're literally rewiring your brain for failure. But when you start thinking, "I'm learning how to do this," you create new pathways for success. Your brain doesn't know the difference between what's real and what you vividly imagine, so why not imagine yourself succeeding? The most successful people I know aren't the ones who never failed. They're the ones who failed the most and kept believing anyway. They understood that failure isn't a reflection of their worth, it's information about their approach. When you believe in yourself deeply enough, failure becomes feedback. Rejection becomes redirection. Obstacles become opportunities to prove how much you want what you're after. Your current circumstances are not your final destination. The job you have, the income you earn, the relationships you're in, the health you experience, none of these define your potential. They are simply snapshots of where you are right now based on the beliefs you've held up until this point. But beliefs can change. And when your beliefs change, everything changes. I've seen people transform their entire lives by changing one simple belief about themselves. I've watched individuals go from bankruptcy to abundance, from loneliness to love, from sickness to health, all because they decided to believe in their ability to create change. The human spirit is incredibly resilient, incredibly powerful, incredibly adaptable, but only when it believes in itself. You know what's interesting about children? They believe they can do anything. A 5-year-old will tell you they're going to be an astronaut, a superhero, and a dinosaur all in the same day, and they mean it. They haven't learned yet that dreams are supposed to be realistic. They haven't been taught that they should limit their aspirations based on their current circumstances. What happened to that unlimited belief? When did you start negotiating with your dreams? The truth is, most people stop believing in themselves gradually. It happens so slowly they don't even notice. First, someone tells them their dream is unrealistic. Then they fail at something and decide it means they're not capable. Then they compare themselves to others and feel inadequate. Before they know it, they've convinced themselves that settling for less is being practical. But settling for less isn't practical, it's tragic. Your dreams exist for a reason. They're not random thoughts that popped into your head by accident. They're signals from your deepest self about what you're capable of achieving. When you have a dream that excites you, that energizes you, that makes you feel alive, that's your inner wisdom speaking. That's your potential calling out to be expressed. But dreams without belief are just wishes, and wishes without action are just fantasies. The moment you combine your dreams with genuine belief in your ability to achieve them, they stop being fantasies and start being plans. The moment you add consistent action to that belief, those plans become inevitable realities. I want to share something with you that changed my entire perspective on self-belief. For years, I thought believing in myself meant having confidence in my current abilities. I thought I needed to feel strong before I could act strong. But then I realized that belief isn't about feeling ready, it's about feeling committed. It's not about knowing you can do something, it's about knowing you'll figure out how to do it. When you look at any great achievement in human history, you don't see people who were certain they would succeed. You see people who were certain they would persist. They believed not in their ability to avoid failure, but in their ability to overcome it. They didn't eliminate doubt, they acted despite it. They didn't wait for fear to disappear, they danced with it. Your greatest enemy isn't external circumstances. It's not the economy, it's not your competition, it's not even bad luck. Your greatest enemy is the voice in your head that says you're not worthy of your dreams. That voice will give you 1,000 reasons why you can't succeed. It will remind you of every past failure, every rejection, every time someone told you no. But for every reason that voice gives you, there's a stronger reason to believe in yourself. You are the descendant of survivors. Think about that for a moment. Every single one of your ancestors survived long enough to reproduce. They survived wars, famines, diseases, natural disasters, and countless other challenges. The DNA of survivors flows through your veins. The spirit of people who refuse to give up is part of your genetic makeup. You come from a long line of people who believed in tomorrow, even when today looked hopeless. The challenges you're facing right now aren't punishments, they're preparations. They're not obstacles, they're opportunities to discover strength you didn't know you had. Every difficult situation you've overcome has added to your reservoir of resilience. Every time you've gotten back up after being knocked down, you've proven to yourself that you're stronger than your circumstances. But here's what I've learned about strength. It's not about being tough all the time. Real strength is being vulnerable enough to admit when you're struggling while still maintaining faith in your ability.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
To overcome. Real strength is asking for help when you need it while taking responsibility for your choices. Real strength is feeling afraid and taking action anyway. Your past does not determine your future unless you let it. Every day is a new opportunity to write a different story about who you are and what you're capable of. The mistakes you made yesterday don't define your potential today. The failures you experienced last year don't limit what you can achieve this year. You are not your past, you are your possibilities. I meet so many people who are living in the prison of their past decisions. They made one bad choice or a series of bad choices, and now they've convinced themselves they're bad decision makers. They failed at one relationship and decided they're not capable of love. They struggled in one career and concluded they're not talented. But you are not defined by your worst moments. You're defined by your willingness to create better ones. The beautiful thing about being human is that you always have a choice. You might not be able to choose what happens to you, but you can always choose how you respond to what happens to you. You might not be able to control external circumstances, but you can always control your internal dialogue. And that internal dialogue is where everything begins. Start listening to how you talk to yourself. Would you talk to someone you love the way you talk to yourself? Would you say to your best friend the things you say to yourself in your head? If the answer is no, then it's time to change that conversation. You deserve the same kindness, compassion, and encouragement that you give to others. The words you use to describe yourself become the blueprint for your reality. When you say, "I'm not good at this," you're programming yourself for mediocrity. When you say, "I'm learning and improving," you're programming yourself for growth. When you say, "This is too hard for me," you're programming yourself for defeat. When you say, "This is challenging, but I'll figure it out," you're programming yourself for victory. Your beliefs about yourself create a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you believe you're unlucky, you'll notice all the things that go wrong and overlook the things that go right. If you believe you're capable, you'll notice opportunities that others miss and create solutions where others see problems. Your belief system acts like a filter, determining what you see, what you pursue, and what you achieve. But changing your beliefs isn't always easy, especially when you've been thinking the same way for years. It requires conscious effort and consistent practice. It means catching yourself when you fall into old patterns of self-doubt and choosing new thoughts instead. It means celebrating small wins and treating setbacks as learning experiences rather than evidence of your inadequacy. The journey of believing in yourself is not a destination, it's a daily practice. Some days it will feel natural and effortless. Other days it will feel like climbing a mountain in a storm. But every day you choose to believe in yourself, even a little bit, you're building the foundation for extraordinary achievements. You don't need permission to believe in yourself. You don't need validation from others to know your worth. You don't need proof that you'll succeed before you begin trying. You just need the courage to start where you are, with what you have, and trust that you'll figure out the rest along the way. The most successful people I know didn't start with more talent, more money, or more connections than anyone else. They started with more belief in themselves. They looked at their circumstances and said, "This is my starting point, not my ending point." They faced their fears and said, "You might be part of this journey, but you're not driving the car." They encountered obstacles and said, "You're not here to stop me. You're here to make me stronger." When you truly believe in yourself, you stop making excuses and start making progress. You stop waiting for perfect conditions and start working with current conditions. You stop looking for guarantees and start taking calculated risks. You stop seeking approval from others and start trusting your own judgment. Believing in yourself doesn't mean being arrogant or thinking you're better than others. It means recognizing that you have unique gifts, talents, and perspectives that the world needs. It means understanding that your dreams matter and your contributions are valuable. It means knowing that you deserve success, happiness, and fulfillment just as much as anyone else. The universe is not conspiring against you, it's conspiring for you. Every challenge you face is an opportunity to grow stronger. Every setback is a setup for a comeback. Every closed door is redirecting you toward the right one. But you have to believe this is true. Your thoughts create your emotions. Your emotions drive your actions, and your actions determine your results. If you want different results, you need to start with different thoughts. If you want to feel more confident, you need to think more empowering thoughts about yourself. If you want to take bold action, you need to cultivate emotions that support courage rather than fear. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of the questions you ask yourself. Instead of asking, "Why does this always happen to me?" ask, "What can I learn from this?" Instead of asking, "What if I fail?" ask, "What if I succeed beyond my wildest dreams?" Instead of asking, "Why should I believe in myself?" ask, "How can I not believe in the incredible person I'm becoming?" You are not an accident. You are not a mistake. You are not insignificant. You are here for a purpose, with unique talents and abilities that only you possess. You have something to offer the world that no one else can offer in quite the same way. But first, you must believe in the gift that you are. The journey of self-belief is not about becoming someone different. It's about remembering who you really are. It's about stripping away the layers of doubt, fear, and limiting beliefs that have accumulated over the years and rediscovering the powerful, capable, extraordinary person you've always been underneath. You were born with infinite potential. You entered this world with no limiting beliefs, no self-doubt, no fear of failure. You believed you could learn anything, do anything, become anything. That potential is still there. Those capabilities haven't disappeared. They've just been buried under years of conditioning that taught you to think small, play it safe, and settle for less than you deserve. But conditioning can be changed. Habits can be broken. Beliefs can be upgraded. And you can remember how to believe in yourself again, not because someone convinced you to, not because your circumstances improved, but because you chose to reclaim your power and step into your greatness. The world is waiting for what you have to offer. There are people who need to hear your story, benefit from your talents, be inspired by your journey, but they can't receive what you have to give if you don't believe you have anything valuable to offer. Your self-doubt doesn't just limit you, it limits everyone who could benefit from your gifts. Every moment you spend doubting yourself is a moment stolen from your potential. Every day you postpone believing in yourself is a day you postpone living the life you were meant to live. Every year you wait for perfect conditions is a year you miss out on creating extraordinary outcomes with imperfect conditions. The time is now. Not when you feel ready, not when you have more experience, not when you overcome all your fears. Now, this moment, this breath, this heartbeat, right here, right now, you can choose to believe in yourself. You can choose to trust your abilities. You can choose to pursue your dreams with unwavering faith in your capacity to figure things out along the way. You don't need to see the whole staircase to take the first step. You don't need to know the entire path to begin the journey. You just need to believe that you're capable of learning, growing, adapting, and persevering through whatever challenges you encounter. You need to believe that you're worth the effort, worth the risk, worth the investment of time and energy required to create the life you desire. Your belief in yourself is not negotiable. It's not optional, it's essential. It's the foundation upon which everything else is built. Without it, even the best strategies will fail. With it, even flawed plans can succeed because you'll keep adjusting, improving, and persisting until you find what works. The voice that tells you you're not ready will always be there. The voice that says you're not qualified, not talented enough, not worthy enough. That voice has been speaking to humans since the beginning of time. But so has another voice, the voice that says, you can do this, the voice that reminds you of your strength, the voice that reminds you of your potential, even when you don't believe in it yourself. Which voice will you listen to? Which voice will you amplify? Which voice will you allow to guide your decisions and shape your actions? The choice is yours, and that choice will determine everything that follows.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.